we had said, Hodu LaHashem, Shiru Lo Zamru Lo, Dir Shir Hashem Uzo, Zichru Nuflosov, Sha'asa. Who is being told to do all these things? Zer Yisrael Avdo, B'nei Yaakov, B'chirav. And what is it that we're meant to announce? Right? In the Sefer Tzluta D'Avraham, he's saying this next pasuk, Hu Hashem Elokeinu, B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatov, that's what it is that we're announcing to the world. That's our message. Hu Hashem Elokeinu, He's Hashem, our guide. You could see Him by looking at the Jewish people, how He takes care of us, watches over us, and what He does for us. But don't just think that He's only involved in us. B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatov, His Mishpatim, the way He runs things, the Schar and Onesh and every detail mattering, that's B'chol Ha'aretz. That's in all of the, amongst all of the nations. It makes sense that this is being said now in this Mizmor specifically. We said that David HaMelech said this after the Aron Brit Hashem was sent back by the Plishtim to Machane Yisrael, because wherever the Aron was, there were plagues and there was damage done amongst the Plishtim. So you saw how B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatov, how all the, like the Mishpat of Hashem reaches all the areas of where the Goyim are, and it reaches there specifically because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us and protecting us. Rav Avigdor Miller writes in his Sefer like this. This pasuk is the key to understanding everything that happens in this world, basically. And it's one of the main foundations of that the entire Tanakh is based upon. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rule and reach and providence reaches everywhere. B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatov. But what is it that's guiding all of that providence? In other words, what is it that Hashem is judging the Goyim based on when He's making His decisions over each one of them, what to do, whether they should be blessed, whether they should be punished, how their situation should look? So how, in what way does B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatov, in what way does His Mishpat reach? In that He's Hu Hashem Elokeinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of the Jewish people. In other words, everything that happens to the Goyim is happens to them for that reason, because of us. It's happened to them because of us. Like the, and then he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos Samach Gimel that says, "Ein peranios ba'ala olam, ela bishvi Yisrael." All tragedies that happen within this world, to any country, to any nation, are for Klal Yisrael. Whether it's for the message that we're going to take from what happened to the Goyim, how be careful, Hashem is watching, and look at His power. Whether it's because of something that they once did to the Jewish people recently or a long time ago, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was now coming to collect retribution from them. Or also the opposite, like we see at the bracha given to Avraham Avinu was, V'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama, that all the families of the earth, all the nations of the world, will receive all of their blessing only b'cha, through you, because of what they do for you, because of how they treat you, and because of the blessing that you bring to the world, they'll receive it only because of your service of Hashem. And the Gemara on that pasuk says, Afilu sfinos habaos migalia laspamia, even boats that are coming, that are traveling with, like, you know, carrying things and moving things from Galia to Aspamia. Aspamia is Spain. Galia, I'm not sure. But it sounds like from one, you know, random country to another random country, the boats that are carrying things across, Einan mit barchos ela bishvi Yisrael. Those boats are only blessed to make it across or not. And what they can hold is because of Klai. So in other words, Kol Ha'aretz Mishpatov. But what is it that Hashem is judging on? On the fact that Hu Hashem Elokeinu, He's Hashem our God, and His decisions are based on that. Continues the Pesukim. Zichru le'olam briso, davar tzivel alav dor. Remember forever, all the time, have in front of you the bris, the covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made originally with Avraham Avinu, and then passed down through Yitzhak, through Yaakov, all the way to us. We'll see in the Pesukim, have that in your mind. In other words, like the same way we say about a marriage, you know, like the woman wears a ring, and you want to always remember your commitment to your wife, to your spouse, how you're committed, how you're completely committed to her. So zichru le'olam bris, always remember your covenant, the bris that you have with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word bris comes from the word basar, bet, tuf, resh, mixed, scrambled together. Butter is to cut. That's why there's the verb to be korit a brit, to cut a covenant. Because, let's say, like, by Avinu, we see by bris, bein, and basarim, all those animals were cut. and you have to walk in between. To a covenant to show that now both sides agree, something would be cut. And the idea of something being cut, being kori de brit, is because when you cut something, you can't go back and put it back exactly where it was before. It's something that's permanent and it's something that's forever. A bris is something that's permanent and forever. So zikru olam brit, so remember this thing that you have forever. Kadosh Baruch Hu, davar tziva la'elef dor. And I didn't see so much on that phrase, davar tziva la'elef dor, other than one thing that I saw is that there's a midrash that says, Rashi says this on this pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had planned on giving the Torah only after 1,000 generations of the existence of the world, but he saw that the world couldn't last that long. It was going to fall apart. And therefore he gave it after 26 generations, and those 974 generations that would have been in the world without receiving the Torah, he kind of put before the creation of the world. He knocked them out of the world, those first 974 generations. And then he started it from much further in, where it only took 26 generations until he gave over the Torah. Asher Karas es Avraham, the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally made with Amavinu, how it started with him. Ushvuaso liYitzak, it became a shvua. He added on to the bris a shvua in the days of Yitzhak, meaning Erekedes Yitzhak, with the idea that the Pesukim Hashem said to Avinu Binishbati. So it's only once Yitzhak existed that Hashem also added on the Shavuah. And then Ve'yamidel Yaakov L'chok L'Yisrael Bris Olam. So we pointed out yesterday that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that promise to Yaakov twice. Once when he was called Yaakov still, by the Sulam, the Chalom that he had by the Sulam. And then he made it again after he fought with the Sarah Shal Esav, with the Satan, and before he faced after the whole story with Esav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yaakov again. Now his name is Yisrael, the Yisrael Bris Olam. Why at first is referred to as a chok, and then it's referred to as a bris? So originally, when Yaakov was given the promise, it was before Yaakov had been tested at all, before his life got difficult in any kind of a way. So over there it was a chok. In other words, it was a law without necessarily, it's not like Yaakov necessarily deserved it or did enough to have achieved that, but it was a chok, something without reason, so to speak. Just that's what Hashem decided, and that's what's going to be. That's going to be through Yaakov Avinu, that he's going to that the bracha is going to go through his nation. But then, once he was called Yisrael, he had already dealt with Lavan's house for so many years and all the tricks and challenges that happened over there. He already fought with the Malach of Esav and dealt with the meeting with Esav. That was also after everything that happened with Shechem and Dina. So Yaakov's already been tested in a big way. So now already it's something that he's more earned and achieved. So now it's a bris. Now, but Yaakov also, it's a bris. It's not just that he inherited a bris, but that now there's like a separate bris, even just with him. Lemor, Hashem had said to them, Lecha etin et eretz kana'an. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally gave it as a present to Avraham Avinu. It was given to Avraham Avinu, the Eretz Kanaan. Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu first originally, it passed down through him. But Cheva Nachalaskam, the Nachla, says the Siddur Agra, Nachla is referring to Yerushalayim, Har Bayis, and the Beis HaMikdash. And that he didn't give to Avraham alone. That was something that was only earned by the three of us together, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the Eretz Kanaan was given l'cha, to you, Avraham Avinu. But the Nachala, Yerushalayim, Har Bayis, and the Beis HaMikdash, that was earned by the three of them together. They're referred to as a chevel. A chevel is a rope that has three strings that are, at least three strings, that are intertwined together, making it stronger. Yeah, more than three, but the avos, so Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were like a rope, a chevel, of at least three intertwined strings, and it was given to them. And the Siddur Agra brings down which one was for who. Yerushalayim was to Avraham, Harabayas was to Yitzchak, the Beis HaMikdash was to Yaakov. So the Nachla was given to the three of them as a group together. Now remember, we said that this first half of Hodu is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected and watched over the Jewish people since the beginning of time. And the first half of it, which was said at the Korban Talmud Shel Shachar, is referring to the beginning of the Jewish people, how we see Hashem's protection, how He watched them. So now we're getting to that most directly, and this is how this is how Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them the land, because how does it make sense? The land of Canaan was inhabited by powerful nations and tribes all over the place, and the Avos were old, and they were barren, most of them, in the beginning. They couldn't have kids, and they were individuals. They weren't even a large group of people. So, Biyoscha Mitei Mispar, at a time when you were small in number, in quantity, Kima'at, says the Seder Gra, what's Kima'at adding? It can't be small in number, because we said that already, Mitei Mispar. Kima'at, so they were also weak. They were weak. They didn't have much strength to them in those early days, definitely in light of the nations that were inhabiting Eretz Yisrael back then. V'garimba, and they were gerim. They were they were strangers. They didn't live there. They weren't there in a permanent way. They were weaker. They weren't citizens. So had HaKadosh Baruch Hu build up their strength and protect them. V'yishalchu migoy al goy, they would go migoy al goy umimamlocha el am acher. What's the difference between the first half of the pasuk Yishalchu migoy al goy umimlocha el am acher? So goy al goy, says the Siddur Gra, is not established countries, like tribes of people. And they're dangerous in that they're wild. They don't have a strong law system, and they more attack people, kill people. There's a wildness there. And the danger over there is, yes, while they might have more laws governing them, but they're also more powerful once they're an entire established nation. And generally, the king wants to take away the strength of the strong people and wants to take away the money of the wealthy people when you walk there. So Hashem protected them from both types of exposures. Lo hiniach le'ish la'ashkam. He didn't allow any individual to oppress them. And that's going on in the Yishalchu migoy al goy. And then on the mimamlach al amacher, that threat, v'yochach aleihem malachim. Hashem gave direct tochacha and commandments to their malachim, to their kings. And he would say to their kings, and we have examples of this, says the Siddurah, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Paro when he had taken Sarah, and to Avimelech when he had taken Rivka, how he appeared to Lavan when he was chasing Yaakov and wanted to kill him, and he would appear to them before they used their power to hurt that family and the Jewish people. He would appear to them in a dream, and he would give them Taha and Tzivuyim, and he would say to them, Al Tig'u B'Mashichai, don't touch my chosen one, my anointed one. Uvenevi'ai al tareu. Don't do bad to my Nevi'im, to my prophets, to Avim, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov. Mashichai, also the parish is brought down. Mashichai is to the women, and Nevi'ai is to the men. That's al tigu. Don't touch them, because Sari Mena was in the house of the king, and Rivka was in the house of the king. Don't touch her. And he appeared to them in a dream, and he threatened them with punishing them. And that's how Hashem protects them, even when they're vulnerable and they're small, that he makes sure that the individual tribes don't attack them and hurt them. And when it comes to the kings, he'll even appear and affect the leader who's governing the country and threaten them directly not to go near them and not to hurt them, as we saw that happen. You know, whatever happened to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov was Maisa of a similar bottom. That's what happens to us till today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let any ruler of the world destroy the Jewish people, and get rid of us. And therefore, before things get too out of control, and before the Jewish people are wiped out, he'll always make sure, Al Tigu, Mashichai V'Nevi'ai Al Tareu. Today, who are the Mashichai? Who are the B'Nevi'ai Al Tareu? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes, says, Al Tigu B'Mashichai, who's Mashichai? Tinoko Shabbos Rabban. The children who don't yet have sin, that are learning Torah and the davening. Those that are sitting and learning. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.